To hustle through this hour, Patrick Wright is with us. He is the legal director at the Mackinac Center, the director of the Legal Foundation there, and he's filed a lawsuit against 9 school districts in Kent County who he says have illegally bargained away or are bargaining away their right to privatize services. Patrick, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
I didn't know there was a law that that prevented school districts from doing that. Tell me what happened here.
Sure. In the mid-90s, what was happening is that the school districts were, as part of Proposal A, having some funding issues, and they said, well, look, we need more discretion, and the legislature gave it to them by saying, well, look, we'll always allow you to privatize, to contract out non-instructional services, and typically those are your transportations, your food, and your custodial. And so they're not allowed to enter into a bargaining agreement where they say that that contracting out is prohibited.
And that's being done in these districts, and you've taken them straight to court. Now, why in the world would a district want to give up its right to privatize food or bus or custodial, any sort of services like that?
They probably think that it's the only way that the unions would agree to some other sorts of concessions, but public officials should not have the ability to enter into illegal contracts in order to make the unions negotiate.
And that's the reason for the law.
Yes.
Now, there is a move afoot. We were talking about this briefly off the air, and people are starting to take notice, I believe, in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Ohio, moves afoot to try to prevent public employees from being unionized any longer, a right that they gained only as recently as the late 50s, I think you told me 1965 here in Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan's was the passage of the Public Employment Relations Act in 1965, and the outgoing governor of Minnesota and the two incoming governors of Wisconsin and Ohio have both discussed the fact that they think that there's going to be the need to either end public sector bargaining in their states or seriously reform it. And when you look at this case, you can kind of see the formings of an argument for that in Michigan as well. I mean, here you have all of these public officials, elected public officials, who are violating a clear law of the state, only a law that was made entirely to deal with the MEA. The MEA says, we don't want you to follow it, and these people went along. It kind of gives you an idea that the power relationships in this state are a little bit...
And we know that the MEA has been very closely involved in school board elections in a lot of areas of the state, that you get people elected to the school board, and they're agreeing to your contract at some point. You're electing your own boss.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the MEA put that on the front page of their most recent magazine called MEA Voices. It was called Electing Your Own Employer. And it does show one of the major flaws and one of the arguments against public sector unions is that you can't do just that. You see a lot of people get involved in these school district elections so that they can maximize their benefits, and sometimes the taxpayers are left in the lurch. Mm-hmm. You know, I had James Holman, who's on your show on occasion, run me the numbers, and statewide average, you can save $62 a student for transportation if you privatize, $35 per student for food, and $115 for custodial services. And that's a ton of money that's being left off the table here in Grand Rapids because of this illegal contract.
That's per student. So you filed this suit in circuit court there. We'll look forward to seeing how it turns out. Thanks for being with us, Patrick.
Thanks, Frank. Appreciate
it. Talk to you soon. Patrick Wright, Merry Christmas to you, director of the Mackinac Center Legal Foundation, here on JR. Some health news in our area.